Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 show. I am your host, Guy Alvarez, and today we're going to talk about how law firms can grow their revenues. Today, our guest on the show is Janine Guise. Thank you. She is the president and co-founder of GrowthTerra, and Janine is an experienced business leader. She helps organizations build meaningful connections between customers and employees. She's a marketer, a strategist, an M&A integration leader, a human resource leader, and a consultant. Prior to GrowthTerra, Janine worked at Nokia, where she brought together teams from around the globe to create mobile services and a unit to support the app developer ecosystem. She has managed change initiatives, including M&A integrations, as well as organization and cultural change programs. Janine has also launched pioneering technologies in the market. Janine started her career as a consultant at Deloitte and Arthur Andersen. Welcome to the show, Janine. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Guy. It's great to be here.
So I find your company really interesting. But tell us a little bit, how did you get into GrowthTerra? What led you to where you are today? And what specifically does GrowthTerra do?
That's a great question. So I spent, as you noted, I've spent over 20 years working with business-to-business companies from a technology, from a consulting perspective, startups, large global firms. And having spent time in marketing strategy and execution, what I've seen is over the years is that every company struggles with the same thing. They all are looking at how can we grow? What do we need to do to grow? And we've seen shifts in technology. We've seen shifts in the consulting space in terms of how clients buy. And we see are now seeing shifts in terms of how law firms are selling their services and gaining new revenue. So the struggle is a common struggle. And we've noticed my partner and I, and she has a background in sales and marketing and business development. So we've seen two key challenges that all of these firms face. And the first is it's inside out thinking versus outside in thinking. And what do I mean by that? Is that companies and law firms, consulting firms, think about their expertise. What do we have that we can deliver, right? And if we can only showcase how great we are, they will come, right? And that's not how the world, that's not how your customer, your clients are thinking. Your clients are thinking about, man, I've got this business problem. I've got a challenge. I've got to deliver these results. And this is getting in my way. And it happens to be a legal issue. And I need somebody to help me solve this problem. So we see that difference in thinking. And that's whether we see it in all our different clients. And the second key issue is that we see people thinking about business development as a silo. Oh, you know, there's a rainmaker. They'll bring in the revenue. They'll bring in the business. And what they miss is that it really isn't. That is, once you have a deal, once you have a client, that's only the beginning of the relationship, right? It's really how you service that client, how you deliver, and how you help them solve that problem that is really going to, you know, set the stage for three new sources of business. The first is you can sell them more of the same type of services. The second is, if you have other services, legal services that you can sell, you can now introduce those and sell other services. And the third is referrals. So really, it's not about signing a client, and that's kind of the end of that. It is really, that's the beginning of the relationship. So those are two key challenges. So my partner, Sherry, and I started GrowthTerra to really help our customers, help B2B clients address these challenges. Mm-hmm. So we help them to really understand who their clients are and which ones are their best clients, ideal clients. We help them to understand what their clients are looking for. What are the outcomes that their clients are looking for? And that means in certain cases, especially in companies, you have more than one client. So you need to really think about, you know, it's the chief legal officer, the chief financial officer, it's the business leader. How do we really speak to them? And then we help them develop strategies for growth. And then we help them execute, making sure that they have the people, process, and the tools in place to be able to do it.
Great. So I totally agree with what you're saying. And it's something that we face all the time as we're developing digital strategies for our clients, is that you look at most law firm websites, they're very internal focused, as you mentioned. You know, our practices, our services, as opposed to solution focus. You know, what can you do? What do you offer that can help clients that have certain issues? So what, obviously digital has had a pretty big impact on the buyer seller or the client relationship. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, digital has sort of been transforming a lot of businesses. And as you see, even from now doing the social law firm index, so you're starting to see how law firms are leveraging digital. But we really think digital has three impacts. The first is access to information, right? So now your clients have access to more information than they ever had before. So when you walk in the door, they've read about your firm, they've read about your lawyers, they know what you do, who you've done it for. So when you walk in the door, you need to be able to speak to more than just what they can get on a website. Plus, you know, when you think about social, they've also checked Facebook and Twitter. They know who's recommending you. They know all of those different, they know what your reputation is. So I think it's really important that with all of this information that you add value in those conversations. And you also have to be careful about information overload. You have to make sure your clients get the right information at the right time to help make a decision. The second way that it's really affected is engagement, right? With all those technologies, you now have more than one way, multiple ways to get engaged with your clients, as you're starting to see with your index. And then the third is really digital's helping law firms to streamline their workflows and their operations and management, because it's giving them the tools they need to be able to understand the market better, understand their customers better, and track the relationships so that they can deliver better service.
So what do you say to law firms that say, oh, you know, our clients really aren't on digital, or we don't get business that way, we get business the traditional way? What would you say to them?
I would ask them what the traditional way is, and I'm assuming they're thinking that it's all through relationships, right, and networking and the lunches and how do we build that, which we're not saying that's not important. Because business today is still about relationships. Mm-hmm. But if you really think about where this buyer expectations and they're changing, there's a huge disconnect. I read a statistic just recently. It was some research that was done in the UK, but it was about law firms, and it's consistent with other research we've seen. And it said that 40% of clients felt that the senior partners did not understand the business.
Not surprising.
So, you know, it's pretty scary. So if you're going to be giving advice, it's important to build those relationships, but those relationships alone aren't going to do it, because what your clients, what you are looking for is really how you're going to help them solve a problem. So they'll always be happy for lunch, but what they're looking for from their law firm is helping them solve a problem.
So one of the things that's going on in the legal industry is, I feel like legal services is becoming more and more of a commodity. And so there's a lot of competition, there's a lot of acquisitions, consolidations, mergers, et cetera. If you were to give advice to a law firm, you know, what do you think a law firm needs to do in order to stand out in today's environment?
You know, I think that it is legal industry. Law firms are undergoing what a lot of consulting firms have gone through, that kind of a transformation, because there was a time when advice was what was enough. You could give a client advice and they could figure out how they were going to implement it. They're now going a step further. And now the expectations of their law firms is the same. They want more than advice. They want you to really think about what this means for the business and how to implement it. So there are three things that I think a law firm can do. The first is they can change the mindset and the perspective from sales as being a dirty word, or, you know, and I know that's, you know, it's business development it's the term that they use. But really, it is now shifting that, thinking about more strategically about their customers, because there's so much knowledge within the law firm about an industry or a customer. And so what they need to be thinking about is beyond a particular transaction, and how can they leverage the knowledge that they've accumulated to become a strategic partner with their client. So I think that's really sort of an important piece. And second, sort of tied to that, is understanding their client's business. So making sure that they know how they can help them create value. So I think that's really, really important. And then I think it is important to really start thinking about building the skills, right? So really, how do you build the skills within the company to understand the client and to be able to position what you're doing. And the last thing I'm going to say is just also from a personal sort of perspective is really thinking about the product that you have to offer. Your clients are looking for more certainty and predictability in the service they deliver. It is, you know, one of the few, we joke sometimes, it's one of the few practices or services that's left that, you know, clients are wondering what's the bill going to be,
yeah,
right? So as a consultant, you're expected to sort of define the scope and here's the, what we're going to do. So the more that a law firm can sort of work with their clients and help them understand what, how they work, provide more visibility into that, and then walk them through and increase the transparency and communications around that, it's really going to make them stand apart.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. And transparency is really important. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of law firms today doing alternative billing arrangements or project-based work, because it gives the client an ability to get a sense of what's this going to cost me at the end of the day. So
that's exactly right. And if you look at the research for the chief legal officers, their, you know, their expectations from their CEOs is to run their shop more like a business.
Exactly.
And part of that is, how do they get control over their costs? So knowing that that's what your clients are looking to do, the more that you can work with them to help them, it's going to make a huge difference.
So one of the things that lawyers struggle with, and that's because they really weren't taught this in law school, is how to actually do business development, how to become salespeople in a sense. They're very good at practicing law, but when it comes to doing business development or selling yourself, some are good, but most are not so good.
Right.
So that's where sales training, business development training comes in. Talk to us a little bit about how you see that process and, you know, why you think it's important for lawyers to undergo this type of training.
Yeah, I think it's important for lawyers. It's important for anyone that is really trying to build those relationships with a customer to undergo the training. And training is, and the research is showing that the companies, the law firms that are doing the sales development and coaching are starting to benefit from results. So the training is really about making sure you have the skills and are comfortable with reaching out and engaging with your clients. I think a lot of lawyers inherently have a lot of the skills they need, right? It's a question of really thinking about what does that mean in the context of reaching out to someone? How do I engage them, right? What tools can I use? How do I start that conversation? What messages do I have to deliver? How can I position what I have to sell in a way that's going to be meaningful to them? So the training is really about helping them to understand how to outreach. What do you do? How do you use LinkedIn? How do you use social? How do you use Facebook? How do you follow up? What kind of an email do you send so that it doesn't sound like you're trying to push? And so that's what that's all about. How do you help them do the outreach? How do you help them maintain that relationship? And how do you, you know, talk about, and how do you use that concept of value in that conversation?
No, I agree. So one of the things that we struggle with as a company, and I know law firms and legal companies struggle with, is even if you've got good salespeople on your team or good rainmakers, if you will, a lot of times the process of doing sales or doing business development is not really outlined. And so, you know, it limits your opportunity for growth. Talk a little bit about a sales process and its importance in leading to realistic, rapid growth.
And I'm glad you brought that up, right? Because process really is a critical piece alongside with skills, because if you do have the skills and not process, you're going to be missing out on opportunities. And I know a lot of people cringe at the word process, thinking it's red tape, but really what we mean by process is having a way to consistently do that business development outreach so that anybody in a firm that's doing it in a similar way so that you can compare results, you can track progress along the way, you understand where every customer, every client, and every opportunity is in a sales cycle or in that revenue generation cycle. You can have common metrics. So a process is simply a way to do your outreach business development in a systematic way. And I think it's critical. And we see this in a lot of business companies that without the process, you don't have a way to manage that overall business development activity in a way that's going to help you to make course corrections. It's going to help you to have a predictable revenue pipeline.
So along with processes, I think one of the things that I think is really changing the way people conduct business is, with in addition to the process, there's a lot of tools that help support the process. Talk to us a little bit about what kind of tools, what kind of resources can business development and rainmakers can use to be successful?
Yeah, I think that, you know, just going to talk about the tools a little bit in the context of the process.
Sure.
Is one of the things that we see when we talk about not just the business development process, it's a whole structured process in taking your services to market, right? And then it starts with understanding your strategy. So how are you going to generate the revenues? Which services are you going to offer to which clients? You know, who's your ideal customer? And you know, do you know from your existing clients what the profile of those customers are? Can you go after more of those? So ideal customer profile is a key tool helping you in your strategy. Another tool that's really important to find is something called a customer journey map. You know, we talked about the outside in thinking. And we have often seen that when we bring people together to create a customer journey map, it's really eye-opening because what you're doing is putting yourself in your client's shoes. And so when you think about what is the client going through when they identify a need and as they go through this entire cycle. And so it really starts forcing you to think about what do they need and then how can we help them through that process. So that's another important one. Buyer personas, you deal with multiple different people. So in order to have your process and everyone delivering that, you want everyone to have an understanding of who are the buyers you're dealing with. General counsel, chief legal officers, chief financial officer, a business leader, a CEO, who are your clients? And what is on their mind? What are they on the hook for? Right? What are the business outcomes that their CEO is looking to them for? And then how can you help them with their legal challenges so that they deliver on their outcomes? So that really helps you do that. And then really giving them the messaging and the content. So this is something I know that you do a lot of work with. How do you help them with the thought leadership? How do you help them with the case studies, with their pitch decks, with all of those things that need to be done? You need to have those kind of things. And then lastly is technology. So whether it's a customer relationship management tool to be able to track what you've been doing with whom and where you are at every step of the way along the time.
So you mentioned value-based messaging. Tell me a little bit more. What exactly does that mean and how can a law firm or a legal company use that?
I think that when we talk about value-based messaging, we're really thinking about this in the context of the business outcomes for your customer. So if you're doing an intellectual property, what does this mean for your customer? Because what you would talk about is, we've done intellectual property for X number of clients. Right. Start to think about it. What is the value that's created for them in terms of licensing agreements? What is the revenue they've been able to generate? If you're thinking about it from...
So it's outcomes.
It's outcomes. Think about it from the business outcome as opposed to the expertise that you're delivering.
And in terms of buyer personas, you mentioned... You know, a law firm can have multiple buyer personas. You know, how do you develop content for each buyer persona? What are the important things to know about each buyer persona?
So that's a great question. So for each buyer, you want to know who are they? Sort of what's their background? How do they think? What are their goals and objectives? And from a business perspective and potentially from a personal perspective. So what's their career path look like? And what are the challenges that they face in achieving the business outcomes? And then you can think about taking your message and tailoring it to the word, using the words and the vocabulary and the outcomes that they care about. So it's taking the value that you create, but putting it in the words that matter to them. So if you're dealing with a chief financial officer, for example, you want to be thinking about how you're providing, helping them manage their costs, how you're helping them either drive efficiency, productivity, increase revenues. If you're thinking about chief legal officer, how are they being able to deliver better outcomes for them? whether
minimize risks. So it's good.
How am I going to minimize risks? So really thinking about what matters to each of those people and just tailoring your message so that you're using the words that resonate with them.
Excellent. All right. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time. But before we go, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience? One actionable takeaway, words of advice?
Yes. I really like to sort of leave the audience with the concept of sales or business development as a team sport. It is really important. We talked about having the skills and the processes and the tools in place, but everybody has a role to play in this. So, and whether it's, the person at the reception, whether it's the finance person, the HR person, it's not just the rainmaker or the business development person, but marketing, business development, and the entire organization have to work together in order to be able to really sort of drive and maximize the revenues that you're looking for.
I love that because I think a lot of times lawyers think very much about the transaction and they don't really think about how are they going to convert that client into an advocate, right? How are you going to get that client to either give you more business from within their company or talk to other colleagues about what a great lawyer you are? So thinking about more than just a transaction and thinking about the relationship is a great way to consider.
That's exactly right. And those relationships are going to be more valuable as they go forward. And I think you highlighted it. It's that triple, it's a triple play. If you can build that relationship, you have a triple play, as you say, because you can look for more revenue from similar services. So, you know, you can look at other revenues from other services and you get the referrals to other clients. So it means a lot.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much, Janine. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today. We will add your website and a link to your bio and your social information on the show notes. For those of you that enjoyed this episode, if you want to make sure that you don't miss any future episodes, go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe to future episodes there, as well as get access to some of our past shows. And with that said, thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you, Guy. It's been a pleasure.